This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know what? There are a lot of things to talk about, and that's why it's good you're here, because we want you to hear what there is to be discussed. I'm Doug Steffen. The normal routine here is that Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television, the pod jockey cast, that sort of thing, he would be here to go through the list of the stories and people, and then we would have an intelligent discussion of some of the issues and what's going on News Talk radio stations and programs. But because he is not available today, we'll have a moderately intelligent discussion with the likes of Joe Crummy, who has produced his evil. He's got, and he's sort of, you heard the Evil Empire. Well, this is part, it's an outshoot of the evil Empire called Evil Thoughts. Joe produces a podcast, and I'm looking at some of the reviews here, Joe. Refreshing point of view, 5 stars.
All right.
Donald
Trump. Thanks, Mom. I like that.
So happy to find this gem. Intelligent look at politics that you're not likely to hear elsewhere. And there's a reason for that, folks. Let's see here. Another review. Crummy, but in a good way. You'll fall in love with Joe once you start listening to his superb radio voice.
This is great. I gotta check this out.
And his eclectic point of view on all things happening now, politics, pop culture, and the like. Here's a review from Bobby, who says, this is information on a new level. You bet your pants
you
on that.
What? I got to check this podcast out.
This podcast is so informational, I can get all the latest news from one place. Once you listen, you'll be hooked.
I'm feeling the power.
There it is, Joe Crummy. Rich All McFadden right. has the power as well. He's at the studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan is along. All these people participate in various enterprises that Doug Steffen is involved in, and they all have intelligent minds. So I thought that they would work well as we review what's going on. I'm going to go through the list of the stories and the people like Michael Harrison usually does when he's here, and then we'll go back to our discussion. You want to listen to hour number one before you listen to hour number two. If you're listening on iPad, good, Doug. On iTunes,
TuneIn.
iHeart, TuneIn Radio. Why are you laughing?
I love you, man. What do you want from me?
I'm glad you love me. I love you, too. I've been a big fan of yours for years, before it made any difference.
First of ISA. What can I say? Wait a minute. What was that? I'm just waking up. You stuck.
Number 10 on the list this week. What's going on in the world of sports talk radio? Number 9, the budget. Number 8, the policeman shot in Arkansas. Number 7, the travel ban, laptops, etc. Number 6, Frenchie and the elections over there. Number 5, the Kushner family and their business dealings. Number 4, the Confederate statue removals in New Orleans. Number 3, the North Koreans and their usual beating their chest. Number 2, the health care plan. And number 1, the president fires Mr. Comey. All right, so the people on the list this week, number 10, Paul Ryan. Number 9, the two main characters in the French election, Mr. Macron and Ms. Le Pen. How's my French?
Perfect. Macron.
You sound like Pepe Le Pew. Keep going.
Number 8. Who's Nicole Kushner-Meyer? I don't even know who she is.
Kushner. That's Jared Kushner's sister. Yeah. And the controversy was that she was in China at a real estate
thing
and was basically saying if you invest $500,000 in our real estate dealings in New Jersey, then we can expedite visas and things like that. It was controversial, but legal.
It's legal.
Ah. Yeah.
Pretty much right. Yeah, I mean, you find that kind of stuff going on every day on
the street. It doesn't look or sound great, but
it's
legal.
It's not. Yeah, right. Okay,
I never knew that, though. If you, as an investor, if you invest $500,000...
Yeah, you didn't know that?
The trick
that's true in
is,
a lot of companies, right. Countries. A lot of companies.
You the buy trick in. Is, though, you need to invest... The rules are supposed to be in places that need economic support.
Shot
I don't think the Jersey Shore would count as that. But
exactly.
Okay.
That's, well, that's what's happening,
economic development zones. Is that what you're talking
about? Right. But really what's
they
happening
still
is...
still blame Hurricane Sandy, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean,
no,
all of these people are investing in New York and Los Angeles and Miami instead of, the hood.
Dubuque.
Yeah, right. Dubuque and all that
right.
stuff.
All right, let's see. Who else is on this list? Number seven name on the people list is a story list and a people list. Two different lists, 20 items altogether, 10 and 10. Number seven, Kim Jong-un, who has a baby, we found out this week. Didn't we, Victoria? Has he got a baby?
Yeah, he obviously forced someone to have a child with him. Big fat dumpling.
Number
know, the
six.
The CIA is on his case now. They opened up a separate mission just with his name on it.
Really?
Mike Pompeo was talking about it this week. They have a separate division now of the CIA, and it's strictly for the fat guy.
Okay.
I heard they named the kids on Kim Jong
Ding Dong. There's a whole block in Washington, D.C. Rich, check it out. There's a whole block of the city now dedicated to this guy.
Number six, Anderson Cooper, who is getting along well. Why was that? I'm not a fan of his. I don't see anything special about him. But a lot of other people. Who's his mother?
Gloria Rich? Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. That's it too. He's a
Vanderbilt. He's had a rough life.
Well, you know what? I'll give him this. He could have roasted and coasted, but he didn't.
Right.
Went out and used his father's or his, somebody's name that nobody knew, so he wouldn't be known as a Vanderbilt. And established a career in the news media. So I'll give him I give him kudos for that.
He's done well. You know, I remember watching him 10, 15 years ago when he did the all-night news or something on ABC, and he was a goofball. And he would, I think he had some guy with playing the, what do you call it, that thing with the thing, and it's got keyboards on it, but you squeeze it together, and it's an accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah, and he was like a goofball. I'd get up to be on your favorite station, Doug, KABC, and I'd watch Anderson Cooper, and he was like a goofball guy. And now he's a big shot at CNN.
Right. Number five, Sean Spicer hiding in the bushes.
What's number that? I saw that. That's funny.
They were after Comey was fired, the press immediately was looking for him, and he didn't want to talk to him, so he hid in a bush for a couple of minutes until a bunch of them walked by. And,
but then everyone saw him hiding in a bush, which makes it so much worse.
Really? That's funny.
I think he's on his way out, frankly. I think I've said this before any number of times. Trump, as a Gemini, is somebody who gets easily bored and doesn't trust many people. And as a result of that, his business is known for having a lot of people coming in, and when they don't produce, they go out. And I suggest to you that the gatekeeper of that in part will be his daughter, Ivanka. I think she was responsible for Bannon being tossed. And when you see some of the other people that get thrown out there, the Pence appointees, that's really what's happened here. The beginning of the Trump years is based on thanking Pence and the people who support him for getting them into the White House. But as soon as any of these appointees that were all Pence's ideas don't make it, see you later, who's next? So that's what I think is going to happen to Spicer. And he'll be replaced by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yes, Huckabee, as in Mike Huckabee, Mike Huckabee's daughter. I saw her for the first time this week, and I thought, I was sort of startled.
McCarthy, right?
No, I thought it was, I was very impressed with how she was giving these guys more of the, oh, what for, than Sean. I think Sean's afraid of him. I don't think she's afraid of him at all. She stood right up there and, gave him a couple of jerky questions, and she treated the people asking the jerky questions like jerks, which was fine with me. I think most of them are a bunch of jerks there. Anyway, so look out for her. I think she's next in line. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Okay, let's see here. Number four, Rod Rosenstein. How did he get involved in this whole mess? Man, I don't know. Hillary Clinton is three. James Comey is two. Donald Trump is number one.
All always. Right,
so, yes, always number one. Always around. straight from the charts and always in our hearts or something like that. All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments here. We'll take some more of these things apart for your listening and dancing pleasure. All the people on here are guaranteed to put their mind in gear before they put their mouth in motion. That's why they are here. Meanwhile, I want you to think about a way, a constant way, of keeping yourself up. Richie, you still taking the Super Beats?
Absolutely.
Super Beats every day. Victoria every takes morning. Her Super Beats every day. Yeah. I don't know, Crummy, we haven't gotten you any Super Beats. Right?
No, put me on the list. Come on.
You're kind of a super guy. So
Joe needs more energy. So,
right.
Yeah, send
yeah.
him.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't have enough energy.
Super Beats is all about energy, healthy blood flow. So if you're over 40, and Joe's just barely over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, Joe. You may not have the same amount of stamina. You may not be able to maintain healthy blood pressure. So if you drink Super Beats, it'll help feed your body's cardiovascular system, and the circulation will be where it's supposed to be, and blood
everywhere,
pressure comes
right?
down.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere, guys. Wink,
your
wink.
Muscles, your everywhere. Brain, out to the microvessels. That's what Super Beats does. Non-GMO beets that are cooked and then dried, powdered, and you get them in the canister. Every spoonful is 3 beets. Opens up your arteries, your veins, and the blood goes rushing through. So you're going to be performing just like a collagen professional athlete. A lot of them trust Super Beats to help them in the best way possible, and you ought to do the same thing. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Operators are, as they say, standing by morning, noon, and night. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you want to try it online. That's a cool place. DougLikesBeats.com or call to order. Your first supply will get you a free 30-day cancel. So you pay for 3, you get 4 months' supply of Super Beats at 800-655-4183.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
What the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges... That's true, Kevin. Double out. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Being the technical wizard that I am, I've just Googled Joe Crummy's name.
Oh, boy.
C-R-U-M-M-E-Y. And what comes up first? The headline reads, Joe Crummy joins on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria for a discussion of the issues. Every weekend, the podcast is highlighted as well, Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy. That's what you get if you want to Google Joe, the news that he's here with us.
Wow.
That's big time, Joe.
Well, it's more entertainment than you have a right to expect.
21 after the hour, the countdown continues.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're moving. We are. Never mind. We will be moving. We are moving through the items from Talkers Magazine. Somebody just sent me an email and asked me, what is this all about? Well, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. He and his staff prepare a weekly list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, and the people who are part of the conversation. So we go through those for a couple of hours every week. And Michael is usually with us in one of the hours, but that won't work today. So we'll have this cast of characters with us for a couple of hours to go through the charts so you can find out what they think about the interesting comings and goings of some of your favorite folks and what they've stuck their foot into. Number seven on the countdown, to review quickly, Sports Talk Radio. Number 10, number 9, the discussion of the Trump budget. Number 8, policeman in Arkansas who got caught, got killed. Number 7, the travel ban. And this is something that is confusing for some. I'm betting many of you haven't heard basically what this is all about. So we have Joe Crummy with us, legendary talk personality. Rich McFadden, a legend in his own mind. Victoria Keelan is here.
I'm a legend in my own mind, too.
Yes, you are. So you first explained this to me on the DJB show, Victoria, this week. The travel ban, not keeping people, it's a equipment, I think, that we're talking about. This is the TSA saying we ought not to let people come back to our country from Europe who have laptops or iPads or whatever in the plane. Is that right?
Yeah. The tech ban, it hasn't happened yet, but this is a discussion that's on the table. Yeah. It is a little weird because you can be an American citizen. You can fly from JFK to London and use your laptop the whole time or your iPad or whatever, and then on the way back, you won't be able to use any of that. Nothing bigger than a smartphone. So obviously they have to iron out some of the kinks because that's kind of a weird thing to do, but I think that's probably why it hasn't happened yet, because there are some nuances in there that need to be smoothed out.
Yeah, and as far as around the table is concerned, anybody agree with me that this is not
ridiculous?
Anything? It's kind of like all the other TSA stuff. It's all it is theater, travel theater.
Do they give an excuse why?
Well, because they think terrorists are using
laptops as bombs. Apparently, they had found some of that, people trying to disguise laptops as bombs or disguise bombs as laptops. And so I think that's part of the problem.
They think the threat is, I guess, more intense from outside the United States.
Right.
Yeah. People have traveled from here to unfriendly countries and then back again.
So might pick one up, right?
Right.
Go get one.
Sure.
Right. Yep, that's the fear.
The only thing that I don't know if fear is the right word, but the nincompoops at TSA who have yet to see or hear one who's got an original idea, and they haven't done anything to prevent anything here except us being a little bit more financially sound because we spend $6.5 billion a year for those clowns to do nothing. But it's again,
at some point we're all going to be traveling in our underwear.
You know, they caught me with a knife once in Burbank, and
most people with knives and guns they don't catch. They happen to get on the plane. There they got you. How big was the knife?
It was something I was using to cut apples. I don't know. I was heavily into apples at the time, and I had left it in my briefcase, and I didn't realize that they pulled this knife out, and a bunch of cops showed up, and we had a real discussion there, and we left the knife at the terminal.
Because you are evil.
I am, and they had to write up a report and all that kind of stuff.
Sound evil. Check out.
One thing. One time I got on a plane, I don't want to get too crazy and eat up too much of your time, but I just barbecued a bunch of stuff at my grill in L.A., and I wanted to take it back to New York with me. So I had these big hunks of meat. And they opened my thing, and they saw this meat. You know, they weren't sure whether it was a dead person or not. I was going, no.
Joe's bringing his meat to New York. It's 28 past the hour on this week's review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Of the world of News Talk Radio. That's the focus of the Countdown Show. 34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, who normally is here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They have put together the chart this week. Michael had to slide into another, I don't know what he was, actually he told me, I'm trying to think what the heck he said he was doing, but anyway.
He's a big shot. Come on.
Yeah. Bowling tournament.
Big shot.
Big shot.
I think he told me bowling.
He's playing ping pong in this hour.
Right.
Yeah, you know, he had a chance to be on 350 affiliates, but he had something else.
Yeah, North Korean ping pong tournament. That's what it was.
He's used to being here, so he has made way for the talents of Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. I am thankful to all of them for being here so that we can continue our discussion of what's going on, not only the stories that have made it this week, but things that are happening. For example, Richie, you probably know this. I'm not sure that others follow this because it's kind of it's a trade magazine sort of thing. We talk about what goes on in terms of issues in News Talk Radio on this program. But the performance of stations that carry this format, there are about 1,000 stations in the country that are News Talk, and it's different. They're talk stations. Some of them do News Talk. That's the preponderance of them. Political, so-called, I guess, political, sometimes right-wing. There's more interest, though, now in left-of-center talk radio, bouncing back again because of the Trump phenomenon. And so that makes it more interesting for sure. And there are programs like the one that Victoria and I do Monday through Friday, the DJV Experience, that really is a focus on how we can make your life better and a little laugh here, a little laugh there. Everywhere there's a laugh. And so we have our relationship.
Our tagline, actually, for the
every
show.
Every day, laugh.
Remember that song, Laugh? Who did that? Am I the only
Bo
one?
Brummels. Bo
there
Brummels.
You go. Good.
Thank you for the call. I'll take a call
Joe
number seven.
Joe Crummy, the wow. Bo Brummels. Yes.
Real.
All right. So anyway, in sort of a general way of looking at News Talk Radio, this format has avoided the drop-off in ratings after the election that normally happen. Usually after the election,
Gonzo.
But because of Trump,
right?
Trump has kept the interest level up. And when you compare the last 4 years at this time of year, it's really very interesting because news talk is about 25% ahead of where it was a year ago at this time.
Well, the president is making the news talk format great again.
Right. Well, the political news talk.
You know, it's amazing. Trump knows how. I was listening to some people this morning saying just after he gets health care passed and just after it looks like he's got some momentum, he fires Comey and everything's in disarray. So it's like crisis is his thing. That's like his theme, is that he likes to be in crisis. And he is making everybody's head spin, and I think I like it.
I do, too. It's been going on since he was, you know, before he was nominated.
Right.
He's doing this exact same
just
stuff that was going on.
Just when things start to kind of calm down, he lobs some grenade out there.
Another grenade.
Right. And it's just the press hates it. The Republicans hate it. The Democrats hate it. Everybody hates it. Except me. I kind of like it.
No, me too. That's what I like about it. Mm-hmm. He was not supposed to get the nomination.
Yeah,
he was not supposed to be elected.
Man.
None of this was supposed to happen.
Blow
that's
it
what
all
makes
up.
It so great.
Well, it's a...
Come on, it's the forbidden presidency.
You know what? If he was the president of another country, he'd be my favorite person.
I'd be happier.
I would be so happy. I would be like popping popcorn. I'd be watching everything on Twitter. I mean, it would be amazing and hysterical.
It's so much fun, though, Victoria, to watch CNN and their heads spin every time. I mean, I was watching the other day, and breaking news, right? Here's CNN's breaking news of the morning.
The president passed gas.
He
film
tweeted,
at 11.
He tweeted something.
Let me ask you this.
It's hysterical to watch.
In the conversation about Ivanka, is she a tweeter? I don't know that much about. I know
she
what
is.
Her reputation is.
I follow
I know
her
what
on
she's
Instagram.
Doing. She's helping. I think she's a very good asset. I think she's a very good influence on him, on her father.
You didn't finish the word asset, by the way. Please, let's make that clear.
What did I say?
Nothing. Just can move along.
She's an asset.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, she is an asset,
she
I think.
Is, yes, I agree.
I think that, and I think he listens
just
to her.
The word.
And she knows that he listens. I mean, there's a thing between them, and there's some common sense with her. I think she's a smart businesswoman, but she has his ear. And Kushner obviously has his ear as well. He's got to have found respect in him. And otherwise, if he doesn't have any use for you, you're nowhere in sight. He'll eliminate the people that he either can't use or he doesn't respect or trust. Gonzo.
Well, I mean, if it's your daughter, though.
We're
just
not
lucky that she seems to be very intelligent and rational.
Yeah, she's very intelligent. I think she's smarter than the father. She is. I really believe that.
I agree.
Well, so then
I don't know. I think Trump's intelligence is sort of an acquired sort of understanding.
Say this all the time. If you understand, and Richie's eyeballs then go bananas in the back of his head, if you understand astrology, and you look at his chart, he is exactly what his chart says he is. He's easily
a Gemini. Is he a Gemini?
He's
is
a
it
Gemini? Yeah. Are you a Gemini? What are you?
Pisces.
Oh man,
the best.
Pisces.
Is there an argument about that?
Wait a minute. Are you sure you're a Pisces?
Yes.
Pisces
Heck
is
yeah.
sweet.
We're the best. We're number one. Cut it out.
And it's not. I'm surprised to hear you're a Pisces.
Are you rich?
I'm a Sagittarius, half
December
horse, half man.
Oh, I heard
you are such a Sagittarius. That is so funny.
Really?
You were like the poster child for Sagittarius. Yes.
Cool. Good for me.
And what are you? I've forgotten, Victoria.
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. That's right.
So, she's a capper.
Yeah. Anyway, why did I get? Oh, because I was telling
know.
You.
Why did you go there?
People who don't understand or don't care about these
my
sorts
radio
of things.
Career.
No, your radio career is fine.
Get your resume out there, bud.
Hey, horoscope talk, everybody.
If it hasn't affected my radio career, Richie, this is my 53rd year as a broadcaster and the 29th year of doing my Monday to Friday program.
Right.
So if I was going to have, if someone had declared I had lost it, it probably would have happened before now, don't you think?
There we go.
No?
Well, Ivanka's a Scorpio. I just looked her up.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That. She's such a Scorpio.
That says a lot.
She's the poster child for Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio. But I have my influence from Pisces and Aquarius that gets me. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, where are we? Oh.
Where are we?
Oh, by the way, Harrison, doesn't like astrology. Whenever I bring up astrology to Harrison, I don't believe in that
He's
stuff.
Like me, right?
Yeah, right. Well, no. You've begun to suck it up a little bit because you've been around me for as long as you have, and you kind of...
I'll let you have your space, and I know that you believe in it, and I know that it works well for you.
It does. Right. I've been able to figure you out by looking at your chart.
Yeah, well, something went wrong. You hired me 20-some years ago. What happened then?
All right. So Joe Crummy, who's a Pisces, I got to remember that. That's good. Mm-hmm. And but you're not really evil. If you're a Piscean, there are no evil Pisceans. You're just making that up.
We're sweet people, right? But we have evil thoughts.
He's a sweet, evil guy, this Joe Crummy. Check out Evil Thoughts, his podcast, at evilthoughts.com or joetheevilguy.com or Crummy Evil Thoughts. Could probably come up as well. Meanwhile, in a moment, we take a gander at the health care plan, which should be a short conversation because what they have doesn't work. Rand Paul's got the right idea when it comes to the health care plan, and nobody listens to him, unfortunately. He's the smartest guy around.
What has he said?
Actually,
we'll tell you in a minute.
Yes, we will. Talk Radio Countdown Show, now a list officially, so if you get lost in some of our conversation and don't hear the actual list, I'll give it to you. On the people side, Paul Ryan's at number 10. The winners and losers, the victors and vanquished in France, number 9. Nicole Kushner-Meyer, number 8. Kim Jong-un, number 7. Anderson Cooper, number 6. Sean Spicer, number 5. Rod Rosenstein, number 4. Hillary Clinton, 3. James Comey, number 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. I don't think there's anything that surprises us there. The Comey thing will, I think, stick around for another week or two, and then it'll get supplanted by something else. Whatever Donald thinks needs to be at the top of the pile, if there isn't a lot of noise and a lot of focus on him, he'll do something. So now the focus and the noise will be taken from him. So that's it. Our review of the people on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. 44 past the hour.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries offering huge freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. According to researchers at Northwestern University, only one-third of those in need of mental health treatment actually get it.
Access to mental health resources are very difficult, but when we actually look at the type of mental health care that they're receiving, oftentimes only 25% of those folks are getting evidence-based care.
Psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says technology is helping to fill that gap. A growing number of mobile apps that offer e-therapies are expanding mental health resources for those who need them.
We're finding that the types of programs are collecting more in-the-moment type of information, so getting mood ratings right in the moment. It's more interactive. It's using that data to tailor the types of skills and prompts for people to work on, and it's simply a lot more portable.
E-therapies may not be right for everyone, so talking with your care provider would be a good first step. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To review, there is some semblance of order here. to the stories in the People list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, who's hot and who's not. Number 9, a lot of discussion about the Trump budget and who says what about that and its impact on the health care plan. Number 8, the slaying of the policeman in Arkansas. Number 7, travel ban arguments, pro and con. Trump administration wants you to check your laptop or your iPad. They want you not to have those implements coming back from a visit to Europe. Let's see here. Number 6, the French election. Number 5, is the Kushner family doing things illegally? The Confederate statue removal in New Orleans is number 4. Number 3, the threat of violence from North Korea. The health care plan is number 2. And Trump fires Comey is number 1 this week. 45 past the hour on this week's Countdown. No Michael Harrison. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, and Rich McFadden. We're into the number 2 position here. And I said the number 2 issue being discussed on News Talk radio programs, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, is the health care plan. Here's Rand Paul, who I think was put in charge of the health care plan, at least at the beginning, and what he thinks about where we are at the moment.
One of the basic precepts of Obamacare was that the federal government got involved with buying insurance. I don't think the federal government should be in the business of buying insurance. The insurance companies made $6 billion a year in profit before Obamacare. They now make $15 billion a year.
Oops.
They want a bailout. All this talk of high-risk pools, this fancy, wonky talk about health care, it's basically a subsidy and a bailout for insurance companies. I'm not for bailing out rich companies with taxpayer dollars. There are other ways to fix it. One way I've tried to fix it and want to do is to expand the ability of individuals to leave the individual market and get into a big buying group. Like, what if the NRA could be a buying group? You know, what if credit unions could be a buying group? There's all kinds of ways we can fix this, but the House plan doesn't fix it. It puts a Band-Aid on it, but it's a hundreds of billions of dollar Band-Aid paid for by the taxpayer, and that's just not a conservative solution.
I love that idea.
And by the way,
I really like everything he just said. As a liberal,
brilliant.
I like everything he said.
Brilliant, brilliant. He should have more of a stage than he does. But
why is he getting swept under the rug?
Because he ran a horrible campaign as a presidential
candidate. Because those guys, Pence and Ryan, don't like him because he makes sense and he fixes problems and they don't like him.
Well, but here's the deal. There's no reason that we still can't do those ideas that he said we can do.
Well, who's in the way of getting it done?
Now it's time where we piecemeal the rest of the health care debacle.
Prevention.
Right, and try and add bits and pieces of it.
Why women don't have coverage for some of the things that stupidly men have. Why men get Viagra and women can't get birth control. Does that make...
Women
where
can't
the hell
get,
did that come from?
Women can't get fertility treatments. No. In Ireland, where my family is, that's part of your health care. I mean, that's all covered. And yet, we have Viagra for, you know, anybody who wants to pop a few pills.
Do women ever take Viagra?
Ridiculous.
Women
take
Viagra?
Okay, moving along to number 1 now.
Trump, number 1, fires Mr. Comey. All right, so why does that happen? There was a list. I saw a list of things, Joe, this week that were your as long as your arm of infractions or silly things that Comey had done or things, not the least of which is the NSA boondoggle where they've got all the information.
Yes, I saw that same list that I was looking at it last night. There is a long line of Comey missteps.
Right. Yeah. So if I'd have been Clinton, washed my mouth out with soap. If I'd have been Trump, I would have fired this guy the first day I was in there. Did he not fire him because of it would have looked bad because of the Clinton investigation? Why do you? I mean, now we're into the what if department, but
well, I mean, what are we trying to get at here? That they're getting close to like the smoking gun, and that's why he can't call me. I doubt that. I mean, you're going to see Comey.
You're talking about smoking gun for Trump or for Hillary?
Trump.
There's probably he can't have probably for a lot of reasons. You know, a lot of times we like to think what's the reason. There are probably a number of reasons why he can't him.
But the investigation in Russia, the deputy director now said that that's still ongoing, that they're not giving up on the Russian investigation into the election.
The Russians say they're not giving up on the investigation?
They're not giving up on their Twitter bots. That's what they're not giving up.
What else did the Russians do this week to get into the hokey-pokey?
Well, you know, it was funny.
Didn't they mess up the French election? Weren't they trying to hack into the French election?
Yeah, well, apparently,
as
yes.
As a matter of fact, that was what I was going to say when you were talking about the French elections, that the National Security Director, Mike Rogers, is in touch with the French because I guess we know how the Russians hack better than anybody else.
If you knew hackers like I know hackers, you just love bad Vlad. Not bad for us for the moment. I do say so myself. Okay, that's it. You guys are now out of here. It's Victoria, thank you. It's
You're
Joe,
welcome.
Thank you. It's Richie, thank you. And thanks to you. 10 before the hour, the countdown.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, thanks now to the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the Talkers Magazine legal editor and also comes to review some of the items in the top 10 that have legal ramifications. Can Comey sue anybody because he got fired?
It's very unusual. The last time that a FBI director was fired was back in 1993 by Bill Clinton. But in fact, the director at that time was under investigation for all kinds of illegal improprieties. So it's very much unprecedented, but you can generally preface that with just about anything Trump does. He certainly has the prerogative to fire him.
Next, the health care plan. I would think there would be all kinds of what do they call the big lawsuits. What do they call it when a lot of people get together? Class action lawsuits against all of these companies. Yes, no.
Well, I don't know if it's room for class actions is what they've done. I think better would be, although it's impossible, a class action against Congress. The idea that the House of Representatives voted on this bill before they even had an indication of what the effect it would have on the budget is to me just incredibly outrageous. The fact that they also hadn't read it, the fact that they don't know what's in it, it just seems to be a rush to get rid of Obamacare, not improve the health care.
They didn't read Obamacare either. Nobody knew it was in that. They don't read any of these bills. They go have fundraisers and get more money so they can get reelected next time.
And, you know, I want to see if indeed it passes, which God help us if it does, take a look at the stock market and see how the insurance companies and healthcare industries, their stocks do. They're going to soar because they're the ones who are making profit on this. And, frankly, they were the ones making profit off of Obamacare, which was a step in the right direction, but not a big enough step.
So have you listened to what Rand Paul has had to say about all of this? If you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, listen, he said just what you just said. All right.
I like that guy.
Let's see. The Kushner family doing anything illegal?
Yes, they may be violating some ethics. You know, one of the interesting things, Doug, was when I was looking into this, I hadn't even been aware of this something called the EB-5 program. And this is something that essentially allows wealthy foreigners to buy immigration visas for them and their families.
Well, we can do that in other countries. If you want to get citizenship in other countries, if you give them enough dough, they'll give you a passport.
Oh, you know, there was a great 60 Minutes piece on that. It was shocking. But, yeah, we do the same thing. We're giving them visas just by you investing money here. So in this case, there were some ethical improprieties there pulling back from that. But there's just so many ethical violations because of Trump continuing to do business around the world. This is something that, again, you know, our laws don't provide for. You have blind trusts. You don't have the mix of your private profits with your public position. You know, this part's a real mess.
All right. As a lawyer, when you hear and see daily the parade of stories from all the airlines that are getting into trouble because they don't know how to treat their passengers, how many lawsuits? Each one of these individual cases, I mean, look with Dr. Dow, they wouldn't tell you how much money they gave him, which means it was plenty.
Yeah.
But the rest of these things, every day there's something different. Do these people all sue and walk away with some cash?
Pretty much so. It sort of reminds me of an old Bugs Bunny cartoon where Bugs and Daffy Duck keep going, it's rabbit hunting season. No, it's duck hunting season. But ultimately, it is airline hunting season. And because they have set themselves up to be vulnerable for this, particularly with the way they have treated the public. So until they get the act together, and it's not going to change overnight, we're going to see a lot of suits. We're going to see successful suits. We're going to see, counselor, are you claiming a jury trial for this? Oh, you bet your ass I am. And it won't go to jury.
All right, 30 seconds on the Agricultural Worker Program Act. Senators are trying to fix the problem that has been created by all the focus on immigration. I saw a headline, the high cost of cheap labor.
This is part of the thing. Agriculture has relied in this country on illegals. They know it's illegals. Now you're banning it, so who's going to be doing the work? This is where a real compelling overhaul of the entire immigration law has to happen.
Right. All right. Good. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal editor at Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.